Welcome to today's segment. I'm going to jump right in. I'm excited to talk about this particular focus today, and it's all about all in or nothing on your new now high-end calling as it relates to bringing multi-skills to the table. I'm passionate about this, as most of you know. I am all about making these high-level multi-trade magnate moves, and why it's important, especially during this time, to be bringing all that you have to the table. We hear the statement, play big or go home. For me, it's come with it all or don't come with anything. And the reason for that is because the dynamics in the business world, in your life, in your career, have to start shifting. I've been talking a lot recently about repositioning your agenda, especially as it relates to your high-end way of being, which is something that's customized to you and not necessarily in a cookie-cutter framework. But one of the things that is the primary cornerstone, and I've talked a lot about it in different segments, there's several different cornerstones to leverage, but being able to have your multi-skills, your multi-trade authority, that type of cross-functionality is what's going to catapult you into realms of success that you could have never imagined. And it is time to bring all trades to the table, right? So it's all or nothing at this point, because that's where the dynamics are going, especially for those of you who are solo entrepreneurs, your solo brands, even small businesses. You have got to start diversifying what you do. I don't care how big that Goliath has seemed to be in terms of you need to focus on one thing. You need, no, it is all or nothing at this point. All or nothing. If you want to continue to go around the same mountain consistently, doing the same thing, even if it's bringing you some of the success that you desire. But just think about how much more success that you could be having when you are leveraging the whole of your experience in different ways. Now, of course, within the description, there's going to be a robustness of different resources that can help you to level up, to this all or nothing type of advantage, because it is an advantage whenever you can bring multiple skills to the table. But the primary focus today is about you going all in on your new now high-end calling. And what that looks like is, what are you called to in the now that is going to position you for consistent high-end success? And the reason why it's the new now is because you're not just doing something that's new and improved. We want a new creation of the evolution of what you've been doing to come to this moment and see what is the high level profitability that can play out. And this being a calling, you going all in. All in means I'm all in on this calling that is for me to bring forth multiple skills and trades. Now, are you bringing forth those skills and trades all the time? No, not in terms of your functionality, in terms of different roles. It's that you are committed, though, to say, I will leverage whatever areas or whichever areas of my life are ready, ripe and ready to be shared. So you are kind of on demand. Like, I'll take myself, for instance. Most of you know that I'm cross-trained in over 200 areas, and that I've published over 300 works on Amazon for different niche markets. I have over 1,000 online platforms that serve different niche markets, and they primarily serve as educational, self-coaching, self-serving types of platforms for different niche markets. And I have over 500 digital products. So I am omnipresent in the media, and I am being all things in a cross-pollination way, BEE, all things to all pretty much at the same time. But the same timeness is is a way of beingness because I have the products and the platforms and the publications that anyone can sync up to at any time that they need that particular focus for their lives. So it's not me having to be operational in that way consistently, but because I've produced so much that it is pretty much covering any and everything that pertains to life's essentials, and things that people will need, so to speak. It's going to be required for their next level. And it doesn't matter what level that is, what area, so to speak, I have got that covered. But I was committed to my cross-functionality way of being and being able to bring forth something that is, of course, robustness in nature and allowing people to engage those different opportunities as they need to. And then people that I need to be with in a physical way, like with a mastermind or people who are with me in the entertainment industry, different levels of those functionalities that I play out in a very seasonal way, people will sync up with me with, with that, those types of initiatives. But the allness of me is always brand casting, which brand casting is something I talk about in terms of your new now high-end functionality as it relates to social media. So I don't teach people to do all of what I've done. I'm just saying that even an eighth of what you can bring to the table from your life will be able to demonstrate that you are all in, meaning you're not limited. Now, something else about me that I was originally going to share, that's where I was going, but I'll cycle back around to this, is that I can step into any role at any given time. At any given time. And it's just as simple as, we all have different roles that we play in terms of whether you're a parent, you are someone's child, you have a job, you have different roles. You step into those roles very easily. It's a very cross-functional way of natural organic beingness. So when you're a mother, you don't necessarily think, or a parent, you're not thinking in terms of, oh, my job is this. You're not just like, oh, I can only be this. No, you have multiple functionalities. That is how easy and seamless it is when you bring all of your traits to the table. That means that you're just ready. You're on demand for whatever happens in the moment that you can shift into that role. So when it's time for you, if you are a coach to Little League, or you participate as a PTA mom or so, whether you have a job that is your career is a certain thing, when it's time for you to step into that role, you step into that role and you function in that role organically. All right. If you are someone's uncle or auntie, you step into that role, or a grandparent, you step into those roles because they are just natural ways of beingness. But this is the same with the skills and trades that you have. You have to look at yourself in that way. And so being committed to an all-in or nothing type of, advantage, because it is an advantage, that's going to powerfully and profitably position you for continuous impact and income. So like for me, it is all in, or it's nothing at all. I'm bringing all of me to the table to function in whatever capacity I need to at that time. And I've been solely committed on this for so long that it's a default for me. I can't deviate from that. I can't see any other way. And even, I have to say, even during years when it was a little bit more challenging to bring that forth in a more massive way, I was still solely committed to continuously create different segments of this unique paradigm, so that anybody at any given time, no matter what level they were at or found themselves on, they would be able to operate in this multiplicity type of way, whether they were just starting out, whether they were kind of midstream, whether they were leveling up, because they were ready to take it to another level. Really, my journey, in a sense. The ways that I started out with spiritual multiplicity and conscious multiplicity, and leveraged that, and then up-leveled it into cross industries entrepreneurship, and then it leveled up into industry crossover entrepreneurship, I was already, as I mentioned, doing multiplicitypreneurship. Then it was life niche careerpreneurship, life expressionpreneurship. So many different paradigms that I created so that it could be able to demonstrate different levels of how an individual can bring all of who they are to the table that's going to be necessary for that specific time. Because there are different ways of doing this. And again, within the description, I will have the robustness of resources that you can avail yourself to see how you go in for this. Now, in terms of this being a high-end calling, how can it not be? If you're bringing all of who you are to the table, how can that not be a high-end experience? Now, you think about it. If you have a specific career or you're in business for yourself and you have you're having high-end success with that particular one area. Imagine if you have that area and then you've got these other areas that you bring to the table. Now, some of you are probably thinking, like, wait a minute, that's a lot of work. I mean, bringing all of yourself, is that even necessary? Well, you're going to find out. It absolutely is necessary, but it's in the way that you do it. And it's more of your life and careers merged together. Right? So I operate in a cross-functional cohesive life, as a cross-functional cohesive life operation, meaning how people look at their organization and their business. They see those as separate entities in a sense from who they are. Me, I am the corporation of self. I am a cohesive cross-functional empire by way of beingness. Okay, it's brand and business beingness, meaning I don't have to have a website for every single thing that I do. I am it and I bring it to the table, so to speak. I bring myself to the marketplace to show up in a variety of different functionalities. Now, honestly, I've already done that in so many ways that if I never created anything else, I'm pretty much set. Because I've already got the major game-changing industry standard norms and shiftings that will continue from here on out. I've already got that type of experience unlocked, if you will. So if I never created anything else again, 300 publications, 500 digital products, and over 1,000 online platforms, yeah, I could be good from here on out. And it is expressing the allness of my experience that would be meaningful to the masses. But I look at all of my life as being meaningful. So I have different levels of how people participate with that experience because I was dedicated to my new now high-end calling and that being way by way of cross-functionality. Me being able to be the magnate majesty in an all trades way. Now, that's not something that you hear about because you have individuals, typical gurus, they're like, no, focus on this one niche. Their signature for one thing that they do. That's good for them. Would not fly for me. It wouldn't fly for me. That's like asking a duck to bark. A duck is a duck. Right? And it functions as a duck. It would have to go on, undergo some major, changes to become something else. Me, my encoding was to bring forth this multiplicity way of beingness, to operate in what I call really Christ functionality, but cross functionality. And this is in a non-religious way, but it is who I am. And to be something less than that, I simply cannot be. And I made a decision. I would simply not bow to a paradigm that is so constricting and so conflicting. And no matter how big that paradigm loomed in large in terms of the success structures that it's put in place that wants everyone to fall, under that type of order, it's like it's unnatural. For certain people, for me, certainly. If I'm going to be known for one thing, it would be Oh, bringing all of who I am to the table at different times. See, when you step into this level, you will never be constricted and confined to how your cash flow can come into your experience. And this differs from just having multiple streams of income. I'm talking about being bringing forth what's according to your unique encoding. That's the work that I do in my all codes life coaching, life and career coaching, is that when you start to bring forth different segments of who you are, right? In a variety of different ways. Some are going to be called to do this in a more ma on a more massive scale. Some just a short a small fraction, but it's still demonstrating the allness of who they are. So you have to make a determination that you're not going to limit yourself to how you can make your impact in income. If you have skills in landscaping or so, you do yard work, you don't have an issue if someone asks you, could you do some yard work for me? You say, well, no, because I only serve this niche in my traditional job. Certainly I cannot come and cut your grass consistently and plant for you because I'm programmed to do one thing, being sarcastic, of course. And I know that's not what people mean, or even gurus when they teach that. They don't really mean harm, because what they're saying in terms of you do need to focus on one specific thing and then maybe branch out to do some other things. But, and most of you have heard me say this in other segments, that typically doesn't work out for people. Once they kind of get locked into a framework, they're pretty much there, and that's how people come to know them. I've talked in other trainings, and I do different trainings around this particular focus, using this analogy about the different strokes kid syndrome. And if you remember the popular show in the 70s, Different Strokes, the three, well, two African American adopted sons, children, to be, believe he was a billionaire, and he had a daughter. And those particular main characters is Arnold Willis, and then there was Kimberly. And they got locked into those roles. And once they got locked into those roles, people could not see Gary Coleman, which was Arnold, Todd Bridges, which was Willis, and Dana Pluto, I think, was Kimberly. People could not see them outside of those roles, even though they tried to go on and have successful acting careers, operating different roles, but people got so locked into them being who they were. So they struggled in life because they could not make it in the career that they thought was going to be, for them, in terms of acting. So yes, they acted in other roles, but they did not really have long term success, because people again identified them in that specific role. So it made it difficult for them to thrive. And guess what? They all struggled. Dana ended up, being on drugs, committing suicide, I believe. Willis, which was Todd Bridges, he got into a lot of trouble, went to prison, but then he got out and he was reformed. He gave his life to Christ and he started anew, but he struggled for many years. And then Gary Coleman, he struggled a lot, and he had the syndrome, it's escaping me what the name of it is, but he was short. I don't want to call it dwarfism because he wasn't a dwarf, but he had a similar type of syndrome that Webster, if anyone remembers that show too, Emmanuel Willis, no, Lewis, Emmanuel Lewis, they had those similar conditions where they couldn't grow past, a certain height. And so Gary struggled, and then he later died, but he had a lot of problems and caused a lot of trouble. And it was because these individuals got boxed into these roles that they could simply not be seen beyond that, even though they were trying to do different things. I've seen this over and over in the marketplace Once individuals start identifying themselves as a specific go-to for this thing, then when that business is no longer relevant or is not thriving a certain way, even to try to reinvent themselves, people don't buy into them like that. And that's because their branding got so locked into that. But if they actually had a cross-functional brand from the start in terms of being known in different pockets for different things, then the struggle wouldn't be there. All right. And so that's something, even as a underground celebrity, that I did for years. And I still teach individuals to be underground celebrities in terms of you can be the authority in multiple niche pockets under the radar. And then when you come to surface to more surface social media, in a sense, to be more known, then you have a body of work that you can demonstrate in terms of your cross functionality, leveraging multiple trades to be successful in a business climate that has tried to box people in to say, no, you are not supposed to do it this way. So when you've been through so many different dynamics in terms of your life and your career and your business, you have to start to make some shifts and reposition for a more cross-functional type of experience. This is where you commit to your high-end calling in this new now format, and you bring all trades to the table. Basically, you're just opening up to God, or some say the universe, so to speak, is that I am available to step into whatever roles that I need to that are authentic, A-L-L, authentic to me. That's one of my other major empires. You are committed to stepping into those roles and those functionalities. You're not going to box yourself in. If there's something around a hobby that you have and you can step to teach that and get paid to do that, you need to be able to step into that functionality. If there's something around an area that you're really passionate about, and it doesn't have to be in terms of what you do in your day-to-day, in terms of your traditional work, you need to be able to step into that role to do a workshop for that, to create a product or so. You need to step into that role. Don't limit yourself. I don't care how big something is, or the area, how much knowledge you have, whatever level that you can share to make an impact and income, you need to bring that to the table. Most of you have heard me say before, I bring forth all of who I am. Where I'm one or two steps ahead of someone, I teach from that level. I don't try to go beyond where I am in terms of being something that I am not. If not, I'm not a top-notch expert in a certain area, I'm not trying to be a top-notch expert in that area. Most of the time, I do end up becoming one in those areas because I build momentum. I start where I am, I share from that place. And then when I go to the next level of something, if I'm feeling called and guided to share something from that next level, then I do. And next thing you know, I've built momentum. Then I have an audience that appreciates the momentum in the different stages and say, oh, yes, I like this part of this too, the next level of that. So I don't wait until I'm a quote unquote authority in all these different areas before I step into sharing value. All right. And so this, believe it or not, it's not intentional in terms of, oh yes, I just want to like be the authority in all these different areas. It never started out like that for me. What it is just my natural way of being. It's just me living my life and bringing my life to the table. And my life experience consists of my personal, professional, spiritual, educational journey. So I'm just sharing from a variety of different places, areas, I should say, of my life, which is very robust. I have very robust experience. And even in my being cross-trained in over 200 areas, that's all of those areas are not necessarily in areas that I went to school for or got certifications, which I have tons of, the education and certifications, but it's my life. I cross-trained from my life's experience and saw where I'm all these different roles and functionalities to individuals. And then I publish works or create products. So that positioned me for that level. All right. And so it gets to be that seamless and simple in terms of just living. My life is my niche. My life and career are one and the same. So it doesn't really feel like work in a sense because I'm just flowing from just who I am. And again, I don't teach people to do it on this major scale that I've done it on because that was part of my unique encoding, my wow factor, if you will, to be the wow she does it all, the wow she has it all type of individual, the one who can become all things to all and cross-pollinate. So that's my unique expression. So I'm not here to provide some cookie cutter system in terms of, oh, here's what I did and here's what you need to do. No, I had to operate according to my unique encoding. But what I do know about myself is that I'm pretty much a futuristic expression that is typically ahead of the game in terms of what the emerging dynamics will be. So I know that if I've lived something already and have been for quite some time, that means that the marketplace will catch up to that in terms of what's going to be for the new now expression of what will play out. And I've been knowing for years that people are going to have to start bringing the fullness of who they are. They're going to have to start looking at life as a currency experience. And I've talked about this in other segments. You have to bring all of who you are to the table, but you have to be committed. And you need to be committed before you're forced to be committed to something that is going to be an overtaking norm. All right? So understanding that in this new now moment, you could be called to a variety of different things to do, and you need to step into that. The next season of your life may require a different level of your functionalities. But the best way to keep yourself relevant and omnipresent, so to speak, and operating in the allness is to be able to create structures that are always broadcasting that. Okay? A brandcasting that. Meaning, if you create a social media platform and you only create it just for, let's say, a series of podcast segments or a YouTube playlist or so, and it's for that specific function, you don't necessarily have to create anything else from that anymore. If you have created a product or two, let that just be the gift that keeps on giving for that area. But look at other areas that you can multiply and be able to reproduce that type of method or use that format and then leverage it accordingly. I use media tours to virtual media tours to demonstrate the allness of who I am. Do them at certain times a year where it's not about, yes, I'm doing all these things all the time. No, that's never what it is. It's a way of beingness. But if you already produce certain things, those things are timeless. And they will reach people at those different levels that they need. That is you still being the all of who you are, but you are all of who you are. But you have to be committed to this. Can you still have signature focuses? Absolutely. I have different areas where those are my high level areas of expertise or my high level area of functionality. And that's what I operate in, you know, my primary operation, if you will. But I am not limited to that. And during my time of leveling up more in this high-end way, was that I then started shifting to the things I had created and say, now I have to go all in creating signature high-end experiences with what I've created and what's emerging. And some of you will get to that point. But early on, you're pretty much going to have to create lower hanging fruit, medium, you know, ticket types of offerings that can serve a different variety of, you know, individuals. And then you get to the point where you've got enough that you can then create some type of marketplace experience that people can then come and have this experience where they can get everything. Early on, you're pretty much going to have to categorize and create certain platforms like I did that sync up for different niche markets. But once you do build up again a robustness, because you do need a robustness to play at this high-end level, then you can go all in creating structures that will support a holistic type of experience that people will want to participate in, right? And of course, as I mentioned, I have a plethora of resources in within the description that you can start to take yourself through this process. But again, it's time to go all in. And like for me, with doing all that I've done in a sense, there's always a new level. So even now, I'm at a new juncture of a new now high-end level. And being able to reposition what I've been doing for this next catapult, it's requiring me to go all in on a whole nother different level to bring forth the allness that's going to be most relevant for this new now type of experience. And then that again, that could shift. And the thing about things shifting is that when you've already created what you've created, then it becomes the signature monuments, if you will, in the marketplace that other people who have not come to a certain point, they have to pass through that gateway, so to speak. And so that's the benefit of consistently allowing yourself to shift into different modes. Now, I teach this in a more streamlined way, especially in masterminds, where you can have a multi-level functionality, just like cross communications. All right? Doing cross-selling and having a cross-functional authority advisory type of service where you consult, you coach, consult, and you counsel for those of you who are primarily in the advisory type of service that you provide those services. But typically everybody's doing that to some extent, even if you are doing it through products, but mainly talking about for those who have to do the physical aspect with people and in actually doing coaching and consulting and providing some type of counsel. But you just want to make sure that whatever you're doing, you do allow multiple skills to come to the table. So I'll share this, and some of you have heard me talk about this on this platform or other platforms that maybe you tune in to me on, where I have so many different levels of what I bring to the table that I can really shift gears at any time. But in one conversation, multiple skills can be demonstrated because I have areas of commonality. So I'll give an example. Just like people like coffee and tea, they enjoy coffee and tea or different beverages. And I happen to have a platform or platforms that supply that, whether they want to buy or they actually want to be distributors. So, in a basic coffee talk conversation or tea talk conversation, I have training products for this publications. But I also literally have services that people can participate in. So again, if someone right now wanted to start selling coffee online, I've got that opportunity for them. They want to start selling tea or snacks or, I have that opportunity. And I can share my distributor affiliate links. I have a multi-level apparel online with different shops. So anyone could come to my experience no matter what gate they enter in, whether I am coaching them for business or for self-care, parenting, whatever level, homeschooling, because I, am an authority in that area too, have platforms and products, for that and publications. So I use my life, remember? So anything that really pertains to my life, I pretty much have a product for it. And people can just come to it. It's just an organic type of experience. I never have to be pushing any agenda or so. It's just kind of naturally happening because people will have random conversations about things. And I just happen to have a product or platform. And again, not always that I'm selling things. They can go to that platform. There's free resources. Information, just like podcast segments or different things, you can segue people to podcasts that will benefit them. And then, of course, in Some of those segments is going to be the opportunity that if people want to take things to the next level, there's opportunities for them to do that. So I'm able to spider web just through a random conversation. But if anyone finds me online, they can actually connect to something that can then put them in that wealthy web, in a sense, that ecosystem, to have a holistic experience. So it's just kind of a gift that keeps on giving. My operation kind of sings in or operates in canon, sings in rounds, row, row, row your boat, and it just keeps going. It's a domino effect. But that's because of my commitment to being all in, all in, all trades come to the table. For me, again, it's all or it's nothing. And I had to level up to that point because for years I was just using categories of myself. But then it got to a point, it says, no, you have got to create structures that demonstrate the allness, even if it is on the allness on that certain level. You have to bring different levels of the allness of you to the table and make magnate moves from that position. From that position. And so my point in sharing this, with each of you is that you're going to have to re-examine your journey up into this point and start looking at how do you leverage multiple skills? How do you bring all trades to the table? Again, not you, oh, here, I do all this, I do all this. No, it is your beingness. That you are available to step into roles, and then opportunities will come your way. I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me over the years. And it was interesting. I'm going to share a story before closing out. For several years, I somehow would connect to lost dogs or dogs, puppies primarily, that needed a home. I would always be in places though where I couldn't keep them myself. Like if I wanted to keep the dog, I was either moving, relocating somewhere when things like this would happen. And my apartment or my home where I was relocating to wouldn't allow animals or so. Typically, apartment complexes. It was just different scenarios, but it was training me in a way that I didn't understand was going to be a part of something I would do in the future, where when I would have these experiences, I would be a transitionary type of provider where I could keep the animal or the pet, so to speak, for a night or two, but then segue them to somewhere else. And so I was having these experiences. So I knew how to provide for overnight to a week, stay for animals. I knew how to transition them. So it was just an interesting experience, right? These things were just happening to me, but I didn't think of this in terms of any type of career. It was just things that, kind of casually happened. But I had a good amount of experience with it. And then years later, people, just random strangers, would start talking to me about I found this pet and this dog in the park and this and I don't know what to do or all these different things. I couldn't just leave it. And so I started sharing with people just what to do. And it started becoming so chronic to the point where I'm like, I'm kind of getting tired of regurgitating this stuff and it's happening. So I ended up then creating a website on LiveJournal. As I use a lot of different platforms like Tumblr.com and Blogspot, which you can find at blogger.com, and LiveJournal. Those are free platforms that allow you to have multiple blogs underneath one account. And I use the blogs pretty much as landing pages, not platforms that I'm really doing blogging on. Sometimes I have a 3 to 5 part blog series on them, but a lot of times I use them as landing pages. So I ended up creating a site for guest pets transitions. And of course, because I've mentored people in this area, and I have the background, obviously, I then put that information on the site, but I also provided individuals with what they need to do if they should find a lost pet and they have to keep that pet in their home. Different options. And if they want to take things to the next level in terms of looking at how you actually start transitioning the pet to be your pet or doing some adoption or however, I then had services for that, right? So again, using my life, right? So it would be random opportunities that people would just start coming to me, and they have no idea that I even have a background in that. So when I saw that happening, I was like, I have to produce something. Then when people approach me, I can send them to the site instead of me consistently regurgitating. I can give them something initially, but just say, here, I have a resource on the site, a free resource or so, or a blog post that you can read about, how to do this. And then if they are taking things to the next level, then I have products, publications, different things of that nature, on the site. So it's random things like that that I have. And my point is that people will sync up. I've done weather and safety, types of workshops and different things because I have a background in all of these different areas using my life, and I got a story for everything. So when you go all in, those types of opportunities start to attract. You start to just gravitate those because it's your way of beingness. So it's kind of the easiest form of marketing because I'm never having to market like, oh, I do this, I do that. They're just happening. And because I happen to have platforms that can show up with backlinks and SEO, people can sync up with those. But then when I started creating my kind of all trades marketplaces, so to speak, then I can direct people to a place where they're not going to be confused. They can just go to that department. More so like if you went into a mall or you went to a grocery store, you went into Super Walmart and oh, that department's for that. That department is for this particular area. People enter into that experience. They are not confused. They know my branding, that I do multiple things, but they know which department to go to at what time. And again, the experiences start happening like that. And these different opportunities come because I am, if you want to call it, vibrationally set and calibrated for this type of experience. And because I've got things prepared, then I can segue people to what they need at any given time. And you'll see some of that demonstrated in terms of in the description. But primarily, this segment was to champion you and to say, look, it's time to go all in or nothing. Because you can spend your time continuously trying to work one system a certain way that's going to eventually break down. But continue to do that. But while you're doing that, make sure that you are leveling up in a way to position yourself to be someone who can bring multi trades to the table. Again, you don't have to put this out on the internet a certain way, but in your life, you are just allowing yourself to be available. So again, if you have certain talents, then allow yourself to be open to opportunities. Some of you who are, awesome cooks. Yeah, I have a culinary background. I have platforms for hospitality. I have a vast background in hospitality. I teach hospitality entrepreneurship, right? So being open, whether you are someone who's a home cook, someone who has a culinary background or however, leverage whatever skill it is and look for a way to create something of value that you can share with others. Or have it on hand in case you need to, in case you have a conversation with someone, you can direct into that. Like me, as I mentioned, I got any and everything that you can think of because I became my own Amazon. I became my own Super Walmart. I'm my own Barnes and Nobles. I bring it all to the table. For me, it's all or nothing. It is all or nothing as it relates to this new now high-end calling. Your success to high end in this new era is not going to be by way of, oh, yes, I just do this, the robotic. I do this. I help X, Y, and Z. We're here to bring forth divinity. And I'm sorry, I don't know a God that just operates in a one-dimensional focus and just serves one group or just created for one group of people. Now, I know some paradigms will say, well, no, God is just for this. No, that's a specific function in a specific area, and people put a paradigm around that to say, oh no, it's only for this, but the God is for all. But you do have to choose the narrow way. The cross functionality way of beingness. So I'm going to bring this segment to a close. But as you can see, I was passionate. I'm always passionate to share, but I was very passionate to share about this, excited, because I know that what's emerging for most of you is that you've been looking to express different ways of your uniqueness and simple ways. When you take on this way of being for life, it becomes easy. You can go out into the marketplace, into the mall, to a grocery store or so, to the park, and you will have a divine rendezvous with someone who needs something from you on levels that you didn't even think you were going to be providing. Or some collaboration can come about. But it's time to go all or nothing. And that's me. I am all or nothing. I'm either, listen, I'm not operating every functionality at all times, not from a physical way of beingness, but I can step into the role. Some of you have heard me. If someone needs a speaker today, I am one that I don't even have to prepare in terms of needing something signature that I've repeated over and over. I can do that. But if someone needs something fresh right now, you just tell me what is the theme. What is the core theme of what your operation or whatever the speaking initiative is? What is the core objective? Because I can step into that role. And it doesn't matter what we're talking about, health and well-being, business, life, career, education. Whatever it is, I can step into that role to be cross-communicational, cross-functional. And I'm not just coming to the table just with, oh, well, this, no. You will see, I will demonstrate mastery in these areas. I'm not playing. I have prepared on levels people can't even begin to understand. And I'm not talking about textbook preparation type of thing. I'm talking about in life and leveraging different areas, again, in a very cross-functional way. And do I have the credentials for different things? I have, absolutely, I do. But I don't bank myself on any of that because I came to the table with so many different levels of what I was demonstrating before I even made a decision to say, oh, okay, now maybe I will go and do a certification in this area because I want to do certification for other people. But long before that, I was already doing things, had my, college degrees in certain areas. But I leveraged life and life's experience to build more credibility than relying on some type of educational system. The credentials to get is just for, okay, in case someone wants to know or thinks that, oh, okay, well, we need you to have this. Well, I've created it where I can't be told no, because I already have it in my experience. And when I say can't be told no, meaning I'm not necessarily talking about in terms of, oh, operations out there. I created a system for my own in terms of my allness, where I can't say no to me in terms of what I can deliver and provide. I don't wait for somebody out there to tell me, oh, I need to, we approve you if you have this. No, I got myself self-approved on so many different levels. I don't need you. But we can be kings and queens together. We can reign together for sure. And I can collaborate and we can do some things, exchange, divine right value exchange. But you saying no to me won't be saying no to me. It'd be saying no to you. And that's cool too. And that's not cocky. I'm not saying this to be cocky or arrogant. What I'm saying is that this is how it is. I'm prepared to step into those roles. And again, I've already stepped into them because I got products for any and everything. But I'm just saying from a different level in terms of outside of my experience, that if someone needed a book published today, even a ghostwriting project, could I turn over a book today for someone? Absolutely. Now, it would be a mini book project, meaning something 30 to 70 pages, maybe. But within 24 to 72 hours, could I pull that off? Absolutely. Absolutely. I've done ghostwriting. I've done, you just, like I said, on so many different levels. I'm prepared to do it all because I'm already the honest. So I can step into those roles and in a more high-end way. And that's what I leveled up to prepare for. I'm sharing this with you all is because your new way to high-end success is going to be in terms of leveraging different areas of your skills and talents. Again, this is not just about, oh, let me get create multiple streams of revenue through all these different things. No, literally things that you are passionate about, things that you bring to the table from your life's experience. Now, those other areas are part of it and they can be leveraged for sure. All right. So I've gone on a lot longer than I had planned to. And I've been noticing that about myself lately. But that's okay because I feel that that's what is needed during this time. And for you to step into this all or nothing, meaning you're just saying, hey, I'm available for all of what is authentic to me to bring forth, not just any and everything. Now, I don't serve in any and every area, so to speak. You look at what I provide and think, well, yeah, you do. Well, I'm just talking about in terms of what's really essential. I'm not doing anything that's not authentic, ALL, authentic for me. The allness is about the allness of who I am, not the allness of who a paradigm wants to box me in to be. To say, well, since you do everything, well, then do, you know, th then do this. You know, can you come and ride a bull? Well, no, that's not like, that's not like a part of my experience. Now, I could try it for sure, but that wouldn't be something I would be demonstrating expertise in, even though I actually have done something in that area. So I could teach it as the one or two steps ahead. Here's what you do, or here's what you prepare to do, or whatever. But I wouldn't call myself an authority, which I am authority of me. So I can share from any level. But my point in saying that is that if someone comes to the table, so you're ready to step into any role that is truly authentic to me. Okay? Not something that, you know, I'm not a sumo wrestler. I'm not built for that. That's not, you know, so I'm being, you know, sarcastic, but I'm also sharing in terms of distinctions that the allness has to be in terms of you. But I will say this, you do need to explore the allness of who you are because you're going to find out there's more to you than meets the eye. Some of you think, oh, this is all it is to me. No, you're going to find out there's a lot more. And you need to share that level of authenticness, what you're oriented for. What's your unique life purpose? All right. If you don't know how to fix ceiling fans and you're not an electrician, that's not part of your allness that you bring to the table. So I'm very clear in terms of what my allness is, and I can step into those roles. But I won't sync up for something that's kind of outside of that, unless it is an experience that's emerging for me to now step into a new role. That's a whole nother segment. So again, check the description because as I mentioned, there's going to be a robustness of different levels of resources that can help you level up in this way, set yourself up for the high-end success in this new now. And that's something that you need to consistently ask yourself, what is my new now high-end calling? What is my new now high-end calling? Because you want to be specific, you want to be intentional. My allness is about all in on high end. All in on high end. Where before it was just all of me to the table, making an impact and income in various ways. And the leveling up of cross functionality was like, nope, you have to, you know, be intentional about the cross functionality, but then you have to be intentional about it now being about all. And sharing with people, you do need to bring the allness, your all trades, intentionality to the table. So again, check the description and be sure to go back and listen to other segments within you know this platform because they'll be very beneficial for you, especially those of you who are maybe new to listening. I don't usually go on this long, but I have been more recently. I typically have some shorter segments, but again, cross functionality is good to have short, long, mid, medium types of segments. So avail yourself to the allness of what is being provided here. All right. So I'm looking forward to being back with you soon. And as always, I'm wishing you the absolute best. Take care and stay blessed. Yeah.